Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, family, peace, and welcome into another broadcast right here, Liberation Tabernacle Ministries in this house. Liberation Tabernacle Ministries right here again for another Shabbat class. I am your elder, the Moray. Moray means teacher. Ariyah, Yahawadah, Yasha, Allah right here again in his house, Coming in here to bring you another Shabbat class. All praise to the Most High Yah. We thank you for tuning in right here for the Shabbat class, and praise to the Most High for giving us this Shabbat day. I mean, peace and blessings, But today I want to bring you a class, man, and this is what here, a classic class. I actually won't be teaching this one here myself today. No, you know, sometimes I periodically I do that. I have some live classes I kind of teach on, and then sometimes y'all, I bring y'all some recorded classes or something from somebody else, but it still goes to uplift and educate you along with the scriptures and uplifting the Most High, because this is just really what it's about. It ain't about truly about me. Another, it's about the information and getting us to get the understanding or the overstanding from the Most High, you know, understanding what He requires of us, right? Okay, so anyway, I want to bring you one today from the rabbi or rabboni, Dr. Malachi Z. York. Yes, I said Dr. Malachi Z. York. And this one right here is entitled that he did a class. And I'm going to get into something else in a minute and tell y'all about something in a minute. But he did a class talking about how Paul have Negroes. That was the title, y'all. How Paul had Negroes, have Negroes thinking they are Gentiles. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And I want to play this because I think this is real relevant, even for this day, especially to today, Because I hear some blacks talk about we're especially they're Christians, right? That's number one. Talking about how they are Gentiles. Yeah, we are Gentiles. And maybe so. Maybe so. Did some of them say they are Gentiles, right? But check this out. Now, you know, the master teacher was breaking this down. Now, even though, and I got to go, I'm jumping all over y'all. Forgive me. Let me give it. Most High, help me out, man. Shalak, yeah. And Rena, I want to play this. I'm so show y'all something. You know, a lot of y'all know that I was in the Nuwabian Nation, right? Once before, I was in the Nuwabian Nation. No bones about it, nothing to hide. I was a Nuwabian this one time, right? And before the master teacher, I don't know if a lot of y'all know, but some of y'all have heard me say this before. Before Dr. York got arrested and got locked up and stuff, right? You know, it said that he was always going from different schools of thought to different schools of thought. But that's what we call it, schools of thought, right? But the last one that he was in, there was two things, right? It was called the Egyptian Church of Christ, as they say, right? And also he had the Holy Seed Baptist Synagogue, right? So I remember that now because I still have some Nuwabians say they don't remember that. I don't, you know, but that's neither here nor there. I'm not trying to get in, beat up on my Nuwabian. Peace to my Shawabian. I mean, I said Shawabian, my Nuwabian brothers. I don't think they said it no more. I think they said they're Sabians now. They are a Sabian nation. So peace out to them out there, man. Peace to y'all out there. My brother Kabina Ray, peace to you, brother. Peace to you out there as well, man. Still doing your thing, man. And I forget the brother's YouTube channel. So next time I come on, I'll tell y'all about what I get this thing. I forget his YouTube channel because I was going to shout it out, but I forgot it off the top of my dome. So I give a shout out so y'all can check the brother's YouTube channel out. But yeah, my brother Kabina Ray. A lot of y'all know him. He used to host a show on here. So I get that information for next time. But yeah, anyway, so we were going into that as Israelites. And Doc was teaching us that we were, right? Just before he got locked up, right? He was teaching us that we were the true children of Israel. Yeah. He was teaching us that we were the true children of Israel. We were Yasha Allah. We were the tribe. Actually, he was saying not just Israel, but he was saying that we were the true seed, saying that we were Judah. We were the true Jew, as they would say, that using their terminology. We were the true Jews. That's who we were. Like the brothers y'all see in the streets and stuff, like these different camps y'all see and all of YouTube that's telling y'all this. Doc was telling us this right before before he got locked up. This the school, as some people would say, that we was in. This is where we were at. So, brother, your brother Aria, as y'all know, that son Ray, when y'all first met me, that's the school that we was in. That's what I was learning. The last school from Doc that I was in, that's where I was at. Learning that we were the true Yuhadim. Right? That's where we was at. We were learning about the language of the Gadolans and all of that. And I even have a book over there still on my shelf today. I hadn't ever finished reading it, I would say. But it's called The White Man Christianity versus Black Man Christianity. And I tell y'all, man, a lot of y'all need to read that book. A lot of y'all need to read it now. You probably can't get it now. It's out of print because y'all know, you know, out of print. But that is an outstanding book to show y'all the differences. And this is what a lot of people don't understand or overstand. And I'm gonna play this clip to y'all. But I'm just trying to open it up. There's a difference. And I was trying to record something earlier, and I just couldn't get my mind right, so I had to cancel it out. That's the difference, y'all. When y'all get into this Bible, and I'm going to say this, and some of my Hebrew brothers and sisters out there may be listening to this. Y'all probably won't understand it either, right? But when you're studying it, what they call the Bible, and understand that's a compilation, right, of different strolls and stuff like that, and letters is because Paul book, that's not books. Those are actually epistle. You look at the word epistle. Epistle mean letters. A letter. Look it up. Epistle mean a letter, or epistles are letters, right? So you have a lot of things. That's why it's called the Bible only mean book. They say holy book, Helios Biblios. Helios Biblios. They say holy book, right? Okay, anyway. So I say with that, you have three different faith walks in there. You have three different faith walks. You got what they call the Old Testament, Christianity, they call it the Old Testament. We call it the Tanakh, which that's what I mostly subscribe to. And then you got this Gospels, the four Gospels, as they say, dealing with the teachings of who they would say call. I know my brother would say Yahweh Shai Mashiach, or some would say Yeshua, you know, whatever how they like to call it. The Christian would say Jesus, right? You got those four Gospels dealing with what he taught, or as they would say, those who follow the way, or the Nazarite teaching of the Nazarenes. And then you would have, after that, you got the teachings of Paul. And that's what Doc was even showing you to try to show us. And not just Doc, but there was a lot of people that other people that teach this, that Paul teaching, when you really study it. Now, you got some Israelites and all of this stuff to teach you that Paul didn't teach different from, as they say, Yahweh Shai Mashiach or Jesus. He taught everything that Jesus taught, but no, sir. Even me, that I look at the New Testament. I don't just throw the New Testament away because it still got. I read some things in there that has. I say some good philosophical things, and some things that come out of Tanakh, right? They just copied it out of the Tanakh and pasted it in to their New Testament. But that's not the subject right here, right? And I'm gonna hear them get into the lesson, but I want to just try to lay some out, just lay out the basis, right? So Paul. As he said, he is. When y'all look it up, he said he is the apostle to the Gentiles. Look up Paul. Just take your time one day and just look up Paul. And what you will find, that's exactly what it's going to say. It says Paul, apostle to the Gentile. That's straight like that. Who was a Gentile? Now, I know you're going to have these camps going to tell you that when you listen to some of these camps, Messianic camps, the brothers who believe in the New Testament, who follow that New Testament, and they're going to tell you the Gentiles were those Israelites who were scattered. Now, you know, those who had been Hellenized. Now, you did have some Hellenized, as they say, Yehudim or Israelites who were scattered, you know, all over the four corners of the earth. That was true. Who were scattered. Those who have taken on Greek cultures and stuff like that. That's what they call Hellenized. Basically, Hellenized when you took on those Greek cultures and stuff like that. So you were Hellenized. That's what Hellenism actually means. Anyway, they're going to tell you that. But that's not the case. That's not the whole case. Those Gentiles that Paul was basically going to, those, as you look up the word Gentiles too, and it would tell you that it wasn't, it was non-Israelites. It was non-Israelites. Now, that's what most of the tell you. And that's who really Paul was going to, right? That's who he actually was going to. Those who wasn't Israel. Not the dispersed Israel. Now, he met a lot of them, but that's what, not who his mission was. Because that's why he tell you, when you read Paul's books and letters, epistles, he say that salvation was given to the Yuhadin, or they say the Jews first, and then to the Gentiles. See, that's what they're going to get y'all with. Talk about it was going to the Gentiles. See, he was talking about the Jews, see, the Jews. But he talking about when he said the Gentile, that's those other nations. That's the northern nations who were scattered. That's what the camp's going to tell y'all. But no, don't fall for that. Don't fall for that. But anyway, this Paul, right, there's a different doctrine. That's why Christianity is that's why really, okay, when you get into the Gospels, even with that, right, the Gospels, that Paul, that person who they say Yahweh Shah Mashiach or Yahshua, he did it according to those scriptures. I'm just saying, according to what is written, he kept the feast days of Israel. He kept those feast days. He was following there's a part what we call Hanukkah or Hanukkah. He observed Hanukkah. He observed the Passover, right? He observed the feast of what was it all of them? I'm trying to think off the top of my head. I can't even get them right now. The feast of unleavened bread. All of these he observed it. And a lot of them are in there in those gospels. So he kept those. Cause why? They said what they said, what did they call him? The king of the Jews. They said he was the Yuhadin. He was a Jew, huh? That's what they said. For in order for him to be the king of the Jews, he had to have been from the line of Daoud or David. But that's a different story, how the Catholic Church took that now. But anyway, so, but Paul, and he was actually circumcised. That's one thing, the circumcision, in which Paul goes against that. And I think Doc going to get into a lot of this in here, man. Doc going to go in here and break a lot of this down. But Paul, the teaching, that's why the church, now, today's church, they don't follow actually the gospels. They don't follow the gospels. So if they're not following the gospels and the person who they claim to follow, Yahweh Shah or either Jesus Christ, as they say, they don't follow him. They actually follow Paul. They're following the Pauline doctrine. So there's a difference, sisters and brothers. That's why we really have to get into this to find out. And I'm going to do a show and I can really go into this and do a thorough breakdown and show you the difference. And I'm really going to just deal it from the not just from the Torah, but I want to deal with it from the so-called the New Testament, those gospels. Yeah, even though I'm a Tanakh brother, but I'm going to show y'all. I want to show you, especially my Christian brothers and y'all thinking. Because, you know, that's why a lot of the stuff with Paul, he had it out. He was having those arguments and disagreements with Peter and James and things of this nature. That, you know, the whole thing about faith only. Paul was teaching just all you got to do is just have faith in Jesus Christ or the Mashiach and believe in his resurrection. You can be saved. And James then was like, that's why James have in his books, when you see the book of James, it says that faith without works is dead. Paul just said, all you got to do is just have faith. You know what I'm saying? You're saved by grace, all of this stuff. But anyway, another reason he didn't want to have nothing to do with those so-called disciples of y'all. So y'all say Yahweh Shah Mashiach, a.k.a. Jesus Christ. But Paul, man. Paul, this doctrine that most our black people in these churches and things, y'all following the Pauline, as we call it, the Pauline doctrine. You're not even following the person who you claim to follow. You call yourself what? Christians. Really? And even when you say call yourself a Christian, you're not even saying, you're not even, I don't know, do y'all even know what that even entails? That name, what does it actually mean? When you're saying you are a Christian, that's open. What I mean you open? Because there's many different, as y'all say, anointed ones. Do y'all know what anointed, actually, according to the Tanakh, according to Hebrew customs, when you, that the anointed, David was anointed. Y'all know that, right? Saul, every king that came on the throne in Israel was anointed. The anointed one. He was anointed. It wasn't nothing mystical and magical. that this dude was going to be supernatural or nothing like that. No. The kings were anointed. It's like we say today, like people talk about in America, right? With the presidents. Y'all remember that? They say presidents are not elected, but selected. Y'all remember that? They said not elected, but a selected. So he was already appointed by somebody. It was all a setup that hey, man, these elections, man, they already know who gonna win. Y'all know people saying it a long time. These elections, man, they already know who they gonna put in there. He already been appointed to be in there. We just, y'all got y'all going through the process of, you know, hitting the tallies and stuff like that. So these kings were anointed, nothing supernatural. So when you just saying a Christian, that's a come way back. That's the English term going back through Greek and those terms for Christos or Kurios and, you know, your Latins and all of this. You know, so, you know, that anyway, y'all, that it still don't point you in the direction of following. All right, my bad, family. My broadcast cut off. My broadcast cut off. Let me get back in here. I lost train of thought where I actually were. Let me read y'all something right here. Let me see here. I was going to read you something. Let me get into it. Now, this is a Gentiles, right? This is my African Heritage Study Bible, Encyclopedia, and Concordance, right? Now, this is done by so-called black theologians and also was contributed and helped out by the Hebrew Israelite community, what they call Hebrew Israelites community, right? Now, look at the word Gentile right here, this thing called Gentiles. He had something right here called, he said, now this is what it says. This is another subject that has been so wrongly taught by European historians. Who are the Gentiles? And where did they come from? There is one thing for certain Shalakia. There is one thing for certain, and that is they are not black people. Uh-oh, y'all hear that? It's going into this now. I didn't write this. I wish I can show y'all. I wish I can show y'all this. He says here again. It says, this is encyclopedia and all. Black, here you go, y'all. African Heritage Study Bible Encyclopedia, y'all. Yeah, the original Encyclopedia Concordance. That's what you need to be. See, most of our brothers, they be studying at Zondervan. That's Zondervan by European, Eurocentric people that's giving us the definition of our history of who we are. Check this out. Here we go again. Say, who are the Gentiles and where do they come from? There is one thing for certain, and that they are not black people. European bias put it that the Gentile are everyone who are not Jewish. There are no statements that has ever been so incorrect. The Egyptians, the Mesopotamians, the Canaanites, etc., were never considered to be Gentiles. Y'all heard that? Let's get it. Now we talk about the people be talking about the Hamites. Now the brother be talking about the Hamites and stuff like that. But still, again, even them, they were not considered to be Gentiles. Check it out, y'all. Here you go. The Egyptians, the Mesopotamians, and the Canaanites. Do y'all even know that the Canaanites were black? Hello? Let me get back. Like, what is it? What did it say, y'all? Hello, somebody. Keep going. It says, were never considered to be Gentiles. Yet they definitely were not Jews or Yuhadim from the tribe of Judah or Yehuda. The only people during biblical times and even of today that are considered Jews are those who are descendants of the tribe of Yehuda. Yes, sir. I'm keeping on going. I got to get it. I wish I could read this whole thing to y'all, but I can't. Let me see here. It said, only people that are known to be such as the people. Let me keep on going down. Okay. Just get to the Gentile part. The Gentiles were always spoken of as a people of the north, the Isles of the Gentiles. In the Old Testament, they are simply called the people, the Goyim. This term that has been both ethnically and religiously, trying to get to that part, man, because it actually said it, y'all, who they are. Let me see, y'all. I'm trying to get to it. Okay. Because I got some stuff highlighted right here. Okay. Let me see here. It was because of this that Jesus and his exile existing Greek Jews or proselytes were always at odds. Ah, yes, sir. It was most remembered that when the Bible scriptures speak of the Gentiles, of the scriptures is primarily speaking of the white people that live in the north. I got to say that one more time, y'all. I got to say that one more time because this goes right in time to what Doc was saying, right? Here you go. Here it is. Say, whoop, there it is. And I got to go back above this so y'all can see something here about who even to give y'all something about who Herod was. It says, it must be remembered that when the Bible scriptures speak of the Gentiles, the scriptures is primarily speaking of white people that live in the north. The Gentiles develop from two known sources in the Bible, from the sources of Isaac. Esau, whose name was changed to Edom, and developed the tribe of the Edomites. Yes, sir. There you go. But I want to go back up some. Go back up a little bit. It says the Gentiles began to intermix through marriage and dominance with the indigenous Jews and became what is known today as the proselyte Jews. So we got to get into this so y'all can understand something about this New Testament. Because even Herod was an Edomite. He was an Idumean. So even if... So I might go into this a little bit. Not today. And even looking at this thing about this person, Yahweh Shai, a.k.a. Yeshua. Oh, man. I just want to tell y'all something. Even though I'm non-messianic, as they would say, according to what's been written in the Gospels, that New Testament, right? But it's some stuff I got to look at, man, and go in here and break it down to y'all because it might be some stuff that been given, hidden from us. It might be some stuff that was hidden about this Mashiach or whatever, right, this Messiah. Maybe he was black because y'all know that these accounts say that he was black. He was a black man, right? He was black. And we know that's dealing with this New Testament, right, what they call New Testament. I'm just using this for... conversation, what they call the New Testament, that the Roman and the Greeks, or the Greeks, or the Romans, I'm sorry, especially the Roman Catholic Church, Catholicism, have perverted those scriptures, have perverted what they call the New Testament. And even something, because when you have in the Bible, right, that's why they want to say this New Testament, the Old Testament, the New Testament, and all of this type of stuff. They have perverted a lot of stuff. So they might have hid just who is the so-called black Yahshua, because I've heard my brother Shaka Bata Shango them say that he was black, and he going into the revolutionary Yahshua. So, oh, yeah. So I'm going to get into this stuff about that New Testament, sister and brother, and do a whole show. But I want to go and jump into this and present the master teacher talking about how Paul have Negroes, blacks, thinking that they are Gentiles. And y'all, I just read that y'all told y'all that Gentiles never had anything to do. It never equated. It never in the least bit had anything to do with so-called black people. Blacks, even if you were not a Israelite or a Yuhadim, as they say, a Jew, you still were never considered a Gentile. So just like my brothers, my comedic brothers, you never was considered a Gentile. Even though you was not an Israelite, we still didn't consider you a Gentile. You was never considered a Gentile. You was considered what you were, a comedic brother or Kemite. We didn't consider you a Gentile. The Gentile, like y'all say, like in Kemet, right? You call the European, what you call them? A Tamahu. Did you call them, right? A Tamahu. I still remember that, y'all. A Tamahu. So we call them Gentiles. They were the Gentiles in Hebrew. That's why y'all really look at again with Paul. That's why he went to the, look at the places that Paul went through. Look at those places in those European places, Turkey, Rome, Italy, Greece that he was dealing with. Why didn't he go into Africa? Why didn't he go in what y'all calling Africa? Why didn't he go down there? Why? Why didn't he go into those places? If he were black himself, why didn't he go into those places to reach the other black people? Because that's what the what you call the Israelites the Yuhadin, they went through, they went scattered and went through after, you know, what happened in Jerusalem with Ramshack. They went into Africa. Why didn't he go in there? Why did he go to Europe? Because y'all know actually as well that he was a mixed breed, right? Y'all do know that. He was part Roman and part, as it says, part of Benjamite. So he wanted to go in. He wanted to fix it up and get his Gentile family in. Yeah, his mixed breed side. He wanted to go get them and save them. Now, let me get into this lecture, man. That's enough for me. But Shabbat Shalom. Thank you all for tuning in right here to Liberation Tabernacle Ministries, man, in this house right here. I want to bring this here with Dr. Malachi Z. York, man, talking about how y'all enjoy this now. Now, this is also, well, as again, because, Doc, then we was basically messianic. I'm going to say we was messianic again, somewhat messianic. Yeah, can I say messy? I'm going to go ahead and say messianic. We believing in the Yahshua thing. So at that time, yes, I was believing in the Yahshua and all of that, right? I wasn't just Tanakh only. I was New Testament. But let's get into it. But we didn't mess with Paul. That's one thing we didn't. We didn't mess with Paul. So that's a temp, that's what I'm telling y'all. When you even look at the Bible, that compilation that they give you now, that whole big Bible, you best to believe it's three separate parts. And that's what the Roman Catholic Church have tricked everybody with. They can pile everything together and told y'all, hey, there you go, and just threw it out to the world. Not the world don't know there's three different parts. And that's why some you do have, like we, like me, I have a Tanakh, which y'all call the Old Testament only. I just have those. I even have the Torah, just a book, which is all the first five books. Then I have the whole thing, all in the Old Testament, and then y'all know some Bibles, right? Some you can find the New Testament only. That's the way it should be, because it's separate from what the Israelites supposed to have anyway. It should be separate, but that's a totally different doctrine. It's totally different doctrine. So it should be separated, but what they have done, they glued that New Testament stuff, whatever that is, that Pauline doctrine and those gospels, they glued it together with the Tanakh and said, oh, here's the whole Bible. It's two different things, because it's three different walks in it, I would say. I told y'all, the true Israelites, the doctrine that we, the lessons in our culture that we used to have, and they stuck those gospels in there. That's some slight variations of what we supposed to be having, because now, and I'm going to chop it up to, there's just some things in there with what they talk about in John, said it's supposed to be what Yahawashah said, that I am the truth, the way, and the life, and no one come to the Father except through me. See, that is a lie. That is a lie. But I think that was put in through the Catholic Church too now. That might have been changed. That might not have been. But if there was a Mashiach, a black, true Yahawashah, that wouldn't have been nothing he's saying if he was truly a Yuhadin. That's, David them didn't never come out and say no crap like that. You didn't never see what Daoud them said no crap like that. You didn't see no crap like that what Solomon them said, nothing like that. Israel had some wicked kings. I ain't gonna lie, they had some wicked kings. You never seen Hezekiah, one of the faithful ones, Hezekiah, them say that, no crap like that. They tell you, you got to follow the Most High Yah and obey him. So now when they get down to those gospels, somebody's trying to tell you that this Mashiach, this anointed one, because I told y'all that when you look up anointed, dealing with the Hebrew, these kings who were anointed. Now, if Yahshua is supposed to have been the anointed king, was supposed to come, right? Now, ain't no way he would have been saying he's coming, you know, to liberate his people. As Matthew chapter 1, verse 21 says, he come to save his people. He wouldn't be saying no bull crap like, I am the truth and the way and the life. No man cometh unto the Father except through me. No, he's straight out, man. Isaiah and all the other prophets said that the Most High Yah is our Savior. No Mashiach. David wasn't our Savior. Solomon wasn't our Savior. They were the kings, but they wasn't our Savior. They couldn't die for our sins. So I need to get into that another time, y'all. I said I wasn't going to have nothing to talk about. I ain't had no show, but I guess so. The Most High proved me wrong. But let me get into this, man. Shalom. I'll talk to y'all at the end of this broadcast. Peace, y'all. Shalom, shalom, Shabbat shalom.
that the Lord has kept me. Just another day that the Lord has kept me. Oh yeah.
In order for you to get circumcised, you better have faith. Paul was trying to get away from having to do the laws of Israel. He went to them people, them Greeks, and he saw who they were. These were all grown men. Now they had to go back, and he only saw what happened to the Amorites when they got circumcised after they raped the Israelite daughter. Them men were laying in the tent suffering, they said, moaning out. And that's when the sons went in there and massacred them because they were immobile. The whole difference was a grown man got to go get circumcised. So he made it easy for them. He watered it down. They didn't want to keep the Sabbath, so they watered it down. And now you go to a church, and they say they follow this man, Yahshua HaMashiach, who was of the house of Ben Israel, of a place called Bethlehem in Judea. And then you say, if you keep the Shabbat, they say no. You keep Rosh Hashanah, they say no. You keep Yom Kippur, they say no. You keep Purim, no. Pesach, no. You know what I'm saying? Brit Mila, no. Do you eat pig? Yes. If you follow, they stepped away from the laws of God. Those are our laws. And as long as we abide by our laws, God will protect us. The reason why we're doing so bad as a people is because we have stepped away from our own laws and we're living the life of a Gentile, which is mentioned right there in Revelation chapter 11. When you read it, it says, don't count those people, meaning us, because we are outside the tabernacle. See, in the tabernacle, it means we're living in the law. Read it.
And there was given me a reed like unto a rock.
Now, this is the same thing that happened in the book of Israel chapter 2. Israel chapter 2 and Israel chapter 9 is when they started to measure or count the tribes of Israel to find out who is worthy to go back into the holy city of Jerusalem. Go back and you see Haggai and the priests in them. Okay, you know what they're going to do? They're going to separate people by race. All the Israelites come there. And they're going to stop them and say, you are too light. And you cherubs, don't try to fool us. We know who you are. Cherubs, you cannot come in. They said, why? And they'll say, because your sons and your daughters mix their seed with the daughters of the Canaanites. It literally says
it. Ezra 2:59.
I think we are going to still hear it.
In Ezra chapter 2, verse 59. And these were they which went up in Talmudah, Talmassah, and Cherub, Adan and Emir. But they could not show their father's house and their seed whether they were of Israel. Mm-hmm. The children of Deliah, the children of Tobiah, the children of Nekoda, 650 and 2. And of the children of the priests, the children of Abad, the children of Koz, the children of Bezaliah, which took a wife of the daughters of Bezaliah, the Gileadite, and was called after their name. These sought their register among those that were reckoned by genealogy, where they were not found, therefore were they as polluted, put from the priesthood.
Hear that? The priests back then were going around the family of God and picking people out. As the priests came, the Levitical priests, they queued in on the Levitical priests and told them, you cannot come in because you have lived with other women. You have mixed your seed outside of Israel. You're not pure no more. Different tribes, and they came to the work of the, which is 12 tribes. But now look at this. They had nothing against Joseph. You know why I say that? See, Joseph married two Egyptians. He had sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, by Egyptian women. But they were counted in the population. God accepted the Egyptians. I'll tell you why. So they were asking, why are y'all Egyptians? Why y'all not Egyptians? I'll tell you why. When I get back up there and read Isaiah 19, we'll walk. Egypt is one of the three that will be in paradise, will be in the kingdom of God. Egyptians, the Assyrians, and the Israelites, is right in the Bible, back in Isaiah 19, we'll walk here. But God did take certain people, but you know why God was able to to take Joseph and he was married to an Egyptian? Because the Egyptians are Mizraimites and Egyptians come from who the Mizraim come out of. Out of Ham, and Ham means black skin. Ham is Sudan. And you go talk to any white minister and say, where is Ham located geographically? They'll say Sudan, Africa. The word Sudan comes from the word Aswad and means black person. Sudanese. Means tour, meaning Adam and Eve. There's no matter it clearly says. So here is Nick. Nimrod is Nick. Kush is Adashia, or what they call Akuna, which is the Ethiopians. What does that mean? Black folks. So God had no problem with Joseph, one of the sons, the last son of Jacob, marrying to an Egyptian girl, or marrying an Egyptian girl and having Ephraim and Manasseh and counting them in, because the Egyptians were in the seed of Noah when God said he was perfect in his genealogy. They make you think that Egyptians are some kind of pagans. You want pagan? Pagan is when we set up the nativity symbol for Christmas and I see Joseph and I see Mary and I see baby Jesus, but I look at three men there that are not Christians called the Magi. And when I look in the Bible in the Magi, I see sorcerer. That's what it says, a sorcerer. There's a certain man called Simon who is a Magi, a sorcerer who amazed the Jewish people. So there's three sorcerers there. And we put that in our mouth in Christmas. You hear me? And then turn around and talk to me and say, why y'all got those statues out there? And you got three Persian sorcerers on the church yard every Christmas. You follow me? See, they are playing games with you people. They are playing games with our minds. Because they don't want us to find out to be Egyptian, because even if our Egyptian brothers and sisters started worshiping idols, they still built pyramids. Yes. They built pillars, they're going to say, when we get to Isaiah 19. They built pillars that lead you out of Egypt. You know what they talk about? The Ben Ben, the Tehulu, or the obvious needles. And those obvious needles, Christians have taken out of Egypt. And there's one in the middle of Athens. There's one in the middle of Central Park. There's one in Washington, D.C. There's one in Memphis, Tennessee. They have took that obelisk, which was similar to ancient Egyptian needles, the pillars, in the tattoo, and they got transported. God says in the Bible, I'm going to show you that that's a sign of where my people are going to be. Because we already did. You can put down the part about the idols and get mad, but look at the part about the pyramids. I'm going to touch on something I touched on years ago, real quick. All the architecture of every religion that exists today can be duplicated except the Egyptians. Let me say that again. Any cathedral that's ever been built, we can build it again. We know how it's built. Every church, every synagogue, and every mosque, they're still building it. But they haven't yet figured out how y'all build the pyramids. Don't let them take that away from you and tie it onto it, pagan. The word pagan, please take the time to look it up in the dictionary and find out it means a person who does work in the yard. You know me. Don't believe me. Check it out. Go look it up in the dictionary. This is the word pagan. You're going to be amazed at the real meaning of it. It means a person that's in the yard, a yard person, a person that tends to the crop. That's what pagan means. It has nothing to do with statues or idols. And let me add another thing about the statues and idols out there. We don't say that this is a human being with a head of a cat. We say this is a human being who put on a mask of a cat. You got that?
Yes.
It's a mask of a cat. It's not a part cat and part human. And that's crazy, but you got to get dressed up as cats for Halloween. You got to go. You got a cat movement. You got a bag. the minds of the cat. They say, why? Have you ever seen a cat walk? Have you ever seen a cat move? How graceful they are.
That's right.
How they slide along. That is how the cat is supposed to walk. Don't let them strip away from Egypt by saying, oh, those are what being had. Don't, that's right. There are pyramids out there. They're not the size of the pyramids our ancestors built. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something. It ain't nothing ever happened in Georgia like this before. Thank you very much, and you took my hat. I'm coming around on Egyptian statues and phoenixes and palm trees. But they knew when they saw them pyramids and the obelisks and that snake that knows at the stake. They said, oh God, you're waking up. And lying out something, that's why I go call Jesus. And we start talking about the story of the Blessed Mother Mary and the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Birth and God the Father of Heaven was in Egypt 10,500 years ago. They said, man, that's crazy. That was all quality. There was no real Osiris. And then last year they dug it up. Last year they found the tomb of Osiris. They said, so there was a man named Osiris. So if there was an Osiris, then there was an Isis. There was an Isis, there was a Horus. There was a Horus, there was an Isis. Remember? Why do I call them? Oh my God. Where Abraham came from, Chaldea, Mesopotamia. That's also us. The Sumerians. And we had records that we wrote books before the Bible. Just like the Egyptian book of the dead, coming forward by day. Before the Bible, we had rituals. We had gods before your gods. You understand? That's right. But if you open the Bible to Revelation chapter 3, verse 14, you're going to get a peek into something. It's not weird. It's
right. Great unto the angel of the Laodiceans, write these things. Said,
Amen.
Said the what?
Amen.
Said the what?
Amen.
The heavenly audible the Amen. The Amen. Not Amen, like an Amen so much it be, but the Amen. Said this.
What is it? Who is this amen, y'all? Don't tell me.
The faithful and
the faithful what?
The
faithful and true witness. Amen. For a person called by amen is the faithful and true witness. The what? Say it again. This amen was there at the beginning of the creation of your God. That's what it says in the Bible. That's not what Malachi said out of his own head, like, oh, that's what the word of God says.
That's great. Don't know. I mean,
keep a little Masonic stuff out of the We were the Assyrians, the Chaldeans, the Mesopotamians. We were the Babylonians. Nimrod was a Babylonian and a Negro. He was brought over, not white people over there. Our land stretching the Tigris, Euphrates, all the way over to the bright and blue Nile. Right. All the way up past into the land of Kodesh, all the way down past Saudi Arabia, and all that was our land. God gave it to us. And that's who we are. Every religion on the planet comes out of there, except for the Hindus who came from heaven. From the bottom, on a wicked planet. They came from a place where people have six and seven arms. The hair is different, so the skin is blue and green. They worship all kinds of creatures who are half human, half man. And now they have a right to stand up and I say, no, those are only masks. But today they do that, we'll stand with them. In the world, nothing but the seed of the devil. All right, I'll get there one day with you too. You hear me? So we were the Mesopotamians. That means us the Assyrians, and that also makes us what? Those who the Anunnaki came to. You understand that? And you can find that written on tablets that we received in cuneiform before Hebrew, before Arabic. You follow? And we have books called the Akma Hasis. Go look them up. The Enoch. And the whole, I mean, the tablets of Agatha, which was Enoch in the Bible, which they call the Lost Books of Enoch now. A whole host of tablets that we had, that we read before the Torah came, before Moses came. You know how you know? Because they have a law in the Bible with Cain. When Cain had violated the law by killing his brother. Before the 10 commandments came, he said, now shall I not kill him. Talk to me. Talk to me. Moses got the law of the commandment, thou shalt not kill. But Cain had killed before that. So the 10 commandments came to Moses, that what law did Cain violate? And the judgment was different. The judgment was different, see? In Cain's time, if you kill somebody, then seven people had to be killed. Now this is the Bible, sevenfold. If you kill one person, seven other people had to die. But in Moses' time, thou shalt not kill or you're going to hell. He didn't say this before I went to fire by killing seven other people at the beginning of time. See, they'll let you finish, this won't throw you off. They'll let you think that in Cain's time there was no religion. And there was no God. But the name Baal or Baal goes back to Samaria and predates Judaism. Right. And can be found on tablets. And I'm going to show you right now that Cain had a religion. Cain in the garden, who killed Abel, had a religion before Moses even came. Right now, by you ready for it?
Yes. Yes.
Read it on.
Jude chapter 1.
Tell you, Jude chapter 1, verse 11.
It's right before the book of Revelation.
Jude chapter 1, verse 11. Are you there yet? Are you there yet? All right. Go ahead, brother, read it. Listen.
Woe unto them.
Woe unto them.
For they have gone in the way of Cain.
They have gone in the way of Cain.
And ran greedily after the error of Balaam.
Yeah. Uh-huh. They followed Cain's way of doing things and went after the god Balaam. Read it again.
Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain and ran greedily after the error of Balaam.
That's the god other than God. When Cain left the garden and went to the land of Nod, there was people there. Because he took a wife there. And she wasn't among Adam's sons and daughters, so many preachers who can't read, Hebrews can't see that. She was from that land of Nod, a land of Babylon, of wonders, where everybody had this at the end of their name. You can run through that Bible and you'll find Nephilims. Zebulun, women, all over. If you look on their names, you find giants, long necks, all kinds of people with six fingers and six toes on each hand in the Bible, from the tribe of God, who are from the Raphims. All those M's came here from other stars. Constellation. He said, well, God, that sounds like, you know, Star Wars. Yeah? Well, go to Job 9:9 and see if you want to find Star Wars. I tell you, and they already know. Wherever you and God found out the foundation of the earth, when he said Orion there, and if you go to any dictionary or astronomy and look up Orion, you find a star constellation. And then it mentions the great, it mentions great keys. It mentions Arcturus. And last year, it mentions Mesolith. Mesolith is the most powerful one there. Because the root of Mesolith is Mesol. For a castle knight. It was a sacred password. Mesolith. The word Mesolith is where you get the English word mother. And it means the signs of the zodiac. And it's talking about Queen Mother Zodiacus, whose name was also Sinan. Sinan.
Okay.
Of the Babylonian. Over Babylon. Ishtar and them. Over Babylon. Adam, from where the Hebrews get the word Adonai, was Adonis, one of the sons out of the family of Ishtar seed. That was you, the Assyrian. You know what? God Almighty, the Lord Yahweh, promises to call us together again, to unite us all again in that day. He speaks of the Israelites, the Assyrians, and the Egyptians. And tell you how we got messed up, where we went wrong. Let's walk through the Bible and see in 19. We're going to find out something about us.
Okay.
We start off. Right? The burden. Speak up. Say it, y'all. Who is Egypt, first of all? You know that. But let's go to the Bible so we can find out in the Word of God who is Egypt. Egypt is called Mizraim in the Bible. That's are the sons of Noah. I wrote these things down so we wouldn't get lost. You find in Genesis 6:9. 6:9 in Genesis, it says right there that Noah's genealogy was perfect. That means his chromosome was untimely set.
A just man
and perfect in his
generation.
Now go right down to Genesis chapter 6, verse 10. Not 10, 6, verse. Yes, let's go there.
And Noah
and Adam had Shem,
Ham, and Japheth.
Okay, now, who are Noah's sons?
Shem, Ham, and Japheth.
Noah had perfect genealogy, so can we assume at this point that Shem, Ham, and Japheth has perfect genealogy also?
Yeah.
Alright, so we ain't got no problem with that, right? Okay, now we're going to have a mistake here. We're talking about how Japheth married Iris and became the first Gentile.
10-5. By these were the isles of the Gentiles divided in their lands.
And look up Gentiles there, you get the word Ionians, and it means the Greeks. So the original Greeks were niggers. Because this is Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The original Greeks were niggers. Now you gotta try to figure out who invaded us and how they take all our philosophy and give it to themselves and make like they're such great philosophers. When the Bible says these are the three sons of Noah, and Noah was perfect in the genealogy, and we know for a fact that they admit that Ham was a nigger. Now don't tell me that Noah, a black man, had one white kid, one Chinese kid, and one nigger. That does not happen. Now with some laboratory and some genetic splicing, you may be able to make a freak like that. But if you got Noah and his family from the same seed, and there wasn't that many people left, I'm talking about after the ark, hello? It wasn't that he had a choice. You know what I'm saying? Wasn't nobody there with his wife, right? And he wasn't warned that there was going to be a flood. He was called off God, so he didn't get a chance to pick different races of women to bring with him. So Shem, Ham, and Japheth have to be the same race, but they were triplets, that's right. Thank you very much. All right, now we're going to look down further, and we're going to find it out in Genesis chapter 9, verse 1. Go back to that.
And God blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them,
be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth.
So Noah being blessed by Elohim, by God, and his sons are blessed. So they're still perfect in their deeds. Though one side had mixed in with Irish and became known as Gentiles or heathens because they broke away from the customs and religion of their father. You with me? Now we're going to go to 9:12.
God said, this is the token of the covenant which I made between me and you and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generations.
How long? God is making a covenant with Noah's seed forever. For our genes perpetually. Go there, keep continuing on and on. This is still Noah. This is before Israel. You understand, y'all? This is still Noah. We got to read the Bible for what it says and not what people put in our heads. We got to sit down like we're doing right now. Yeah, we can preach, but we must first teach. When you get taught, then preaching, you get the Spirit. Because you know you're living in truth. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. That's when you get about that seat and justify. Not when your mind is locked in lies and confusion. Let's dance, y'all. Right. Over there, 9:12. Yeah. Now go to 10:6.
And the sons of Ham, Cush, and Mizraim, and Put, and Canaan.
Now, these are sons of Ham. Ham in the Bible means black skin. Ham. No doubt about it. So Ham was a black man, and all white Bibles will admit that. I got a new book coming out called Is Adam Black or White? And I give you all the Bibles, all the different preachers that have admitted over the period of God, all of them. Just follow all of them admit that. So they slipped, and we ain't gonna pick them up. All right, what does it say about that?
Sons of Ham.
These are the sons of Ham. Ham,
Cush.
Cush, Ethiopia.
Mizraim.
Egypt.
Put.
Libya, or Carthage. Which is also in Africa, Carthage, where Hannibal went, where he met the king Shisha and his wife Karama, who were great Egyptian black pharaohs in that land. And they welcomed Hannibal there, who was from Sicily, because the original Sicilians are really original Italians also black. Before Europeans migrated down, killed Hannibal's father and took his land, and then Hannibal was moved over to Africa where he was given a certain amount of land. He grew up and he tried to take the land back and he lost. And anybody knows about the Punic Wars? You can study in any book. Right? Hannibal was a Babylonian. How do you know he was a Babylonian? Because his name is Hannibal. What God? Cain's God. Baal. That's why God didn't give him victory. Because he's supposed to be worshiping his own God. But he was worshiping the wrong God. He was Hannibal. And he lost victory. Alright? Play it, y'all.
And Canaan.
Okay, now we got Canaan stuck over there. We know where that goes, right? Now we're 10:13. 10:14.
And this is where we got Ludu. And Adaman.
It's funny.
Lahabin.
Mm-hmm.
And that to him.
I want to get to one of them.
Pathos. And Kalos. Kalos.
Kalos.
Out of whom came the Philistine.
So stop. Philistine is short for Philistines, which is short for Palestinians. So who are those men over there fighting, pretending to be Palestinians? Because these Palestinians, as you read the Bible, descended from Mizraim, Negroes from Egypt. Those men over there are not Negroes. Who are these Palestinians and who are those Jews over there in our land pretending it's theirs and killing each other? That's right, the Canaanite tribes who have stole our identity and gave you a new religion by fall. Now we've established who the Egyptians are, and they have the blood of Noah from the family of God with a perpetual covenant. Now you know why the Wapians call ourselves Egyptian Church of Christ.
Yeah. Yeah.